Number one, Sparta Realty, it's also present. The way we left this back in May, I went back and checked the minutes, was we had closed the public hearing. And we were going to reconvene the vote, but the open question was whether or not the applicant could trade a freestanding sign for a second tenant sign on the building. I went through the code today, I had some correspondence with Michael Vine, and the answer to that question is no. You are not entitled as of right. You are in the SR22 zone. The building is less than 50 feet from the front setback, and for that reason, you get either a wall sign or a freestanding sign, but not both. So that's not a concession we can make. So I'm just letting the board know. I think the way this is left is for us to vote on this. We closed the public hearing.
I think the last week we spoke, you were going to go out to site and just take a look and see that there's really no space for a front monument or a freestanding sign at the site. The other people, so we were asking, since that's our thing, if we could have a variance for a second sign on the wall that is further back than the road signs. Otherwise, they would have to, I'm not 100% sure what we would have to do at that point, try to come up with something to put one in the front of the building.
Isn't there a sign on the front of the building right now?
There's not one that faces, like a pylon sign that faces both ways.
Yes. But it does have the sign on the front.
There's one sign.
That's not there. According to the zoning code, you get either a wall sign or a freestanding sign.
And with the second business, there'd be another sign for that side.
Just the other tenant can have one wall sign.
And one of my concerns is that if we get this guy to, we have to get the other guy to when he shows up, so now we have four signs.
Or the other guy gets none.
Stands outside of the sandwich.
That would be an awkward stipulation.
I think all that's left for us to do is to vote on this application. And it's for the second wall sign facing south on 22. I will entertain any motion anyone would care to make on this application.
I think the only last point that I could make on the thing would be to have that sign where it's further back rather than have one closer in the front of the building is probably a better looking thing for the, rather than trying to do a monument and fit it in there, or a pylon sign to fit it in there that is allowed by code, it probably would look better with this one. I think it's set back far enough off the street, it's further back than everybody else's freestanding signs. That would be my last, just argument.
Even if you want a freestanding sign, you would likely need a variance for that too, because it's got to be 15 feet back from the front setback. And if you were to put a freestanding sign 15 feet back from the front setback, it would practically be on top of the building anyway. So that would need a variance also. Anyone? I don't have my paperwork on this one, but I think that's coming straight here from the yard.
What do you need?
What do you need to say?
Okay. Do you want the criteria?
He's got it.
Oh.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the application for a second wall sign where one is allowed, the applicant seeks two.
Okay.
On the front and one on the side.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Do I have a second? I'll second. Okay, Paul, can you address the criteria, please?
I can. Whether an undesirable change will reduce the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. Looking at Route 22, I don't think there's any change whatsoever to the character of the neighborhood. As much as people might like the character of the neighborhood to change, I believe that is what it is. So I don't think there's any change or a detriment to nearby properties. Whether the benefits of any applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance. Do they have to have two signs? You know, they're increasing visibility. I'm really not sure that they even need, as a technical matter, this sign. Whether the request variance is substantial, yeah, it's two signs or one are allowed. It's 100% increase. It is definitely substantial. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions in the neighborhood, there's no evidence that it would, and I don't believe that it would have any. Whether or not the alleged difficulty is self-created, it's really kind of the nature of the construction of the building, I think. So it is self-created to the extent, that the building is designed the way it is. But otherwise, you are perpendicular to or parallel to Route 22. If you want to see what's in the building, you're either going to see it when you're right on top of it and driving by it, or you're going to see it from the distance. So for that reason, I don't think it's self-created.
Okay, thank you. Do a roll call vote. Scott, I'll start down with you.
I am not in
favor. Okay. Steve?
Opposed.
Rod?
Opposed.
John?
Opposed.
Greg?
I'm opposed.
Paul?
I'm in favor.
And I'm opposed. Sorry, your variance has been denied. Okay.
So we'll write this one up, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you might as well just give me a signature on this page.
I can do that.
But I have to write something up that will be sent to the...
Okay. All right, thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And then I'll have to scan it to you.